Hey, Brother Soul here. Hey, look here. Have you ever been having a really, really bad day and a person, place, or thing comes your way and takes all of that away? Yeah, that's about to happen to you. It's DJ Darren. With the playlist.
There's a voice. Song calling me.
The playlist.
We're on a mission from God.
Every last second there of Crosstown Traffic by the Jimi Hendrix Experience. Oh yes, I know how to treat you people fine. Hello, this is The Playlist, and I am Darren, and I may or may not have been paying attention then. No, I was definitely paying attention, I just do it for effect. This is The Playlist, I am Darren, you're listening to Love a Brother Radio. Thank you once again for joining me this week. The theme this week, planes, trains and automobiles and other vehicles and other infrastructure, supporting infrastructure, etc., etc. Crosstown traffic. That's like cars and buses and that, right? I guess so. This one is Spiria X with Jet Pilot.
Yeah.
suggested by Bez_Lightyear. That was Spiria X, a band that I was previously unaware of. Bez has a very good sense of suggesting tracks by artists that I wasn't aware of. And that was one of them. Really good track. I really enjoyed that. It's got just the right amount of jangly shoegaze to me that I like. That was from 1991 Speed Reaction, and I should be listening to more of that in future. So we opened up the show tonight with Jimi Hendrix. That was suggested by Art McRae from 1968's Electric Ladyland, of course. So yes, this is the playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to Love a Brother Radio, labr.online. Or you can join us at stream.labr.online for the Red Hot Chat, which is mostly just people saying hello currently. But yeah, jump on there. It's always nice to see people in there. The theme this week is Planes, Trains and Automobiles. We've had a fairly thinky couple of weeks, a few weeks. I thought I'd keep it broad this week. And, I have not been disappointed. We've got some excellent picks tonight. Coming up later on, we've got some Adam and the Ants. We've got some Lord Kitchener again. I've played him fairly recently. Got Peter, Paul and Mary. Then up in the second hour, we've got some... Let me see, what have we got? Heapy's been suggesting some Caius again. We've got some Chris Spedding, Guns N' Roses. Got some Bowie, some Floyd. Got some good stuff coming up, is what I'm telling you. And that good stuff continues with this one, suggested by Sharon Gascoigne. This is Gaz Coombs with Turn the Car Around.
Mindful, turn the car around. gentlemen, this is
The Playlist.
Mighty Iggy Pop there with The Passenger, taken from Lust for Life, which I know it's you know that XKCD comic, Today's 10,000, I think it is. It's that whole thing about you. every day somebody learns something for the first time that other people assume that everybody knows. And I have to confess that today I learned, literally today, I learned that Lust for Life was produced by David Bowie. And listening to that song for what is probably the 150th time in my life, I now realise that the backing vocals on it are David Bowie. And now I'm kind of annoyed that I didn't queue up the David Bowie track for next. Anyway, it's a great track. And yeah, the Bowie track I'm playing is from the same era, indeed from the same year, I believe. I'm very good at this job. But you know, I'm the one with the airwaves and you're not. I am Darren, by the way, and you are listening to Lover Brother Radio. This is the playlist, and many thanks to everybody, all the live Clives, the truly live Clives, who are sitting in stream.labr.online right now, having a chinwag about therapy. The band, that is, not the act of talking about your feelings. Although they could be. Most of them are people of a certain age who appreciate the goodness of therapy. Anyway, I'm going to shut up and play a couple of banging 80s tracks in a row. And these are banging 80s tracks. And if you disagree, you'll get your money back. But you will not disagree. This is Kenny Loggins.
Sometimes when your hopes have all been shattered, there's nowhere to turn. Chances you earned. The fire in your heart is growing, growing. You can fly if you try, leaving the past behind. Heaven only knows that you might find.
Was it the soundtrack to an 80s kids movie if it didn't have some enthusiastic lyrics about how great you could be if only you just stuck to your dreams and did what you believed in? No, it would not. That was Stan Bush with Dare, and you're wondering to yourself, well, how does that fit the theme? I'll tell you how it fits the theme, listener. That was from Transformers the movie, and what there's no finer example of trains, planes, and automobiles. Hell, there's even a train in it. There is actually a train, Astro Train. Man, Transformers was great. Even if it was thinly disguised advertising, masquerading as toys. Anyway, yeah, that was suggested by Arakin, so thank you very much, Arakin. I was very enthusiastic about that. Ahead of that was, of course, the mighty Kenny Loggins with Danger Zone, taken from the soundtrack to Top Gun. planes, obviously. Oh, and I forgot to say that the Iggy Pop track was suggested by Tiger Fort, so thank you very much, Tiger Fort. Always nice to see your name in the credits. In fact, thank you to everybody for suggesting the tracks. As ever, I like to shoehorn my own suggestions in, but tonight I only had room for one. So well done, everybody, I suppose, for stopping me from playing whatever crap it is that springs to my mind. This was not crap that sprung to my mind. This was good quality that was suggested to me by Sod's Lawyer. This is Adam and the Ants. Very abrupt endings that you get these days. When I say these days, I mean 1979 with the astonishingly now I have to admit I don't know much about Adam and the Ants, because as with other artists that I've talked about here in these parts of course being the playlist, I'm Darren and you are listening to Lover Brother Radio, labr.online. Yeah, I don't really know much about Adam and the Ants because they were just always around when I was a kid, so I never really bothered going back to them. But today I discovered, while tagging up and doing my research for all of this, I do research, believe it or not, that the album that was from, their first album, was called Dirk Wears White Socks, which is such a great name for an album. So fair play. Congratulations, Adam and your ants. Yeah, that was suggested by Sod's Lawyer. Thank you very much. for that. The theme on this week's edition of The Playlist is Trains, Planes and Automobiles. And what was the nonsense I came up with earlier on? Trains, Planes and Automobiles and Other Forms of Transport and Supporting Infrastructure. So there you go. Pretty self-explanatory, I think. And coming up later on in the show, I will reveal next week's theme because I've already come up with it. I know. Amazing scenes. So there's a quote. There's a quote that does the rounds, and I'm fairly sure it's apocryphal. I'm fairly sure it never actually happened, but I like to believe it did. A quote from Nick Cave, and I'll paraphrase it a bit because I can't remember it exactly, but it goes along the lines of, "I'm always near a radio, and I hear something playing, and I say, what the fuck is this shit? And the answer is almost always the Red Hot Chili Peppers."
Thank you.
Red Hot Chili Peppers' Aeroplane, taken from 1995's One Hot Minute and suggested by Steve Nixon. He's had a couple of tracks in tonight. In fact, there's a few of you that have got a couple of tracks in tonight because you were suggesting bangers, and I can't help but play bangers. That is 100% banger guarantee here on the playlist. I'm Darren, and this is Love A Brother Radio. Love A Brother Radio. LEBR.online. Is what I actually meant to say there. I didn't mean to say Love A Brother Radio twice, but it never hurts to repeat the name of the station that's allowing you to steal their airwaves for a bit. Because, you know, all publicity is good publicity, as they say. Anyway, yes, the theme this week, trains, planes and automobiles and that, this, that and the other. Thank you very much for joining me once again this week. It's a cracker, I think I think it's fair to say. Which I say far too much. I'm going to try to stop doing that. Feel free to, if you're listening in otherwise, feel free to join us in the chat room, stream.lebr.online. There's plenty of nonsense and frippery being talked about in there at the moment, and it is good things. Thank you very much for being here. This is a bit of a change up. I was going to say, actually, that Chili Peppers track reminded me. That quote about Chili Peppers from before, I shan't repeat it because of swearing. I have to say, as much as I agree with Nick Cave, only Stadium Arcadium onwards. Everything beyond before that was fine. Stadium Arcadium after, terrible. Absolute nonsense. This is Lonnie Donegan.
Now this is the story about the Rock Island Line. Now the Rock Island Line is a railroad line and it runs down into New Orleans. And just outside of New Orleans is a big toll gate. And all the trains that go through the toll gate, why, you gotta pay the man some money. Unless, of course, they got certain things on board, then they okay and they don't ever have to pay the man nothing. And right now we see a train, she's coming on down the line and when she get up near to the toll gate, the depot agent shout down to the driver. He want to know what he got on board. So he say, what you got on board there, boy? And the driver, he sing right on back down to the depot agent, telling him what he got on board. Yeah, the way he sing. I got sheep. I got cows. I got horses. I got pigs. I got all livestock. I got all livestock. I got all livestock. And the man say, well, he say, you all right then, boy. You don't have to pay me nothing. Just get him on through. So the train go through the toll gate. And as he go through, he got up a little bit of steam. And a little bit of speed. And when he's safely on the other side of the toll gate, the driver shout back down the line to the man. Of course, you don't get what he say now, going home and going down the Rock Island Line. So he said, but I fooled you, I fooled you. I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got all pig iron. He said, tell you where I'm going, boy. Going down the Rock Island Line, yes, yes, he's a mighty good road. Oh, well, the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride it. The Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you want to ride it, got to ride it like a fine. You get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Well, I may be right, I may be wrong. I know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride it. The Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. And if you want to ride it, got to ride it like a fine. You get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Cats in the cupboard, but he don't see me. Down the Rock Island Line, they see the mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. The Rock Island Line, see the mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you got to ride it like a fine. You get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Hallelujah, I'm safe from sin. The good Lord's coming for to see me again.
Station. before.
Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good, though.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
Never me again, go back on that underground train. Never me again, go back on that underground train. I took the train to Lancaster Gate, and the trouble that I met, I am going to relate. Well, friends, I had to call to a policeman when I lose my way in the tube station. So, boys, I'm going to walk the journey and I'm bad day low, I'm bad day low, I'm going to walk the journey and I'm bad day low. My first misery is when I embark at Piccadilly. I went down below, I stand up in the crowd, don't know where to go. I decided to follow a young lady. Well, I nearly met with my destiny. That night was bad luck for Kitchener. I fall down on the escalator. So boys, I'm going to walk the journey and the party's misery. Hello! All. Something happened worse than the fall. I jump in the train, I sat down on a seat, relaxing the brain. I started to admire a young lady's face. Through the admiration I passed the place. To tell you the truth, I was in a mush when I find myself quite at Shepherd's Bush. So boys, I'm going to walk the journey and I'm on this misery. Not in my taxi. I'm going to walk the journey and I'm on this misery. I stood up and waited on another train to Lancaster Gate. Then a lady came up, directing me where about to stop. She said to find the place isn't hard at all. I will see the name written on the wall. Well, all I could look, friends, I couldn't see. They brought me back to Piccadilly. So boys, I'm gonna walk the journey and the body's misery.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
Now that she come rolling by.
bury me deep, way down on old Chestnut Street. Place the stone at my head and feet and tell them all that I'm gone to sleep.
That was Elizabeth Cotton with Freight Train. That was suggested by Piers Corley at about 7:45 tonight. So about 15 minutes before I went on air, I noticed his post on Mastodon. And I don't want you getting any ideas, because it does stress me out a bit when somebody makes a really good suggestion just before I'm due to go on air. And I'm like, can I fit that in? Yes, but only just. So... enjoy. I hope you enjoyed it, Piers. You seem to. You're there in the chat room. Hi. Ahead of that was The Mighty Lord Kitchener, suggested by Rollo Treadway, from 1950. Now, I don't know when that Elizabeth Cotton track was, but I'm going to say it was probably about the same time, if not a little earlier. So that one probably takes the award for the oldest song of the week. And then ahead of that, suggested by Swisslet, was Rock Island Line, the mighty Lonnie Donegan, the king of skiffle himself, here on the playlist on Love A Brother Radio. And cracking on with some music, because I've got too much music and not enough time to play it. This is Peter, Paul and Mary.
All my bags are packed, I'm ready to go. I'm standing here outside your door. I hate to wake you up to say goodbye, but the dawn is breaking, it's early morn. Taxi's waiting, he's blowing his horn. Already I'm so lonesome I could cry. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. There's so many times I've let you down. So many times I've played around. I tell you now, they don't mean a thing. Every place I go, I think of you. Every song I sing for you. When I come back, I'll wear your wedding ring. So kiss me and smile for me. Tell me that you'll wait for me. Hold me like you'll never let me go. I'm a leaving on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again. Oh, babe, I hate to go. Now the time has come to leave you. One more time, let me kiss you. Then close your eyes, I'll be on my way. Dream about the days to come when I won't have to leave alone. About the time I won't have to say. Let me go. again. Oh, babe, I hate to go.
I was so close to playing the Me First and the Gimme Gimme's version of that, but I decided to be a grown-up and play the track that was actually suggested. So thank you very much, Jerry Dansky, for suggesting that one. That was Peter, Paul and Mary with Leaving on a Jet Plane. This next one was suggested by White Wolf, and he was unequivocal that I should be playing... Is that the word I'm looking for? He was insistent, indeed, that I should play this one. So this is Air, Alone in Kyoto. Thank you.
What is the charge? Eating a
playlist.
A succulent Chinese
playlist.
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. No trophy, no flowers, no flashbulbs, no wine. He's haunted by something he cannot define. Bowel-shaking earthquakes of doubt and remorse assail him, impale him with monster truck force. In his mind, he's still driving, still making the grade. She's hoping in time that her memories will fade. Cause he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and fighting and riding on his horse. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's striving and driving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns. Cause he's going the distance. He's going for speed. She's all alone in a time of need. Because he's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's racing and pacing and plotting the course. He's fighting and biting and riding on his horse. He's going the distance. He's going for speed. He's going the distance.
Almost forgot. I'm also gonna need you to go ahead and
listen to the playlist.
Soon I discovered that this rock thing was true. Jerry Lee Lewis was the devil. Jesus was an architect previous to his career as a prophet. All of a sudden, I found myself in love with the world. So there was only one thing that I could do was ding a ding dang my dang along ling long.
It's a love affair. Mainly Jesus and my hot rod.
Yeah, fuck it.
That was Ministry with their tender-hearted gospel devotional, Jesus Built My Hot Rod, from 1992's album Psalm 69, The Way to Succeed and The Way to Suck Eggs. So there you go. If I remember rightly, the follow-up album to that was called Dark Side of the Spoon. Less said about that, the better, I suppose. That one was suggested by me because I rock and I know what's good. So I hope you enjoyed that. The chat room went a bit mad for it, so I assume they did. Ahead of that, before the top of the hour, was Cake with The Distance from 96's Fashion Nugget, suggested by Davey Bott. And ahead of that was Air with Alone in Kyoto. So, lovely stuff here on the playlist. Thank you very much for joining me. I am Darren. This is Lover Brother Radio, and I talked far too much in the first hour, which means that I didn't get to play a track. So I'm going to talk less in this hour in order to be able to try and squeeze it in. This one, following on with a similarly ridiculously titled album, from Hellbilly Deluxe, 13 Tales of Cadaverous Cavorting Inside the Spook Show International. This is Rob Zombie with Dragula.
'Tis no man. 'Tis a remorseless eating machine. Arr.
Was The Prodigy with Full Throttle, taken from Music for the Jilted Generation from 1994. Thank you very much to Davey Bock for suggesting that, another rare banger. Ahead of that was Dragula, Rob Zombie, suggested by In These Heels. Emma, thank you very much for that suggestion, for I loved it. The inner 16-year-old within me, who legally is not allowed out. Thank you very much for suggesting that. This is The Playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to Love a Brother Radio, labr.online. You should know that by now. Coming up tonight, after these shenanigans and frivolities, at 10 o'clock, is I Shot JR with a pick and mix live with Brother Soul from 10 o'clock till 11 o'clock. So hang around for that, because it will be good. It'll be so good. Be very good. Be excellent. I will listen while I'm editing up all this and getting it up online. Right, I'm going to crack on with some more tunes. I'm going to only play half of this next one because it's 7 minutes long. And great though it is, I did play something, I think, from this same album last week, Heapy. You need to suggest something other than Caius, but damn it, they're good. This is Gardenia. Gentleman loves his car a little too much, I think. That was Caius with Gardenia, taken from Welcome to Sky Valley from 1994. Well, it was half of it anyway. It's a very long song. It's a very good song. I love it. But, you know. Thanks, Heapy. Good suggestion. This one was suggested by Art McRae, and it's great. This is Chris Spedding.
Take your breath away,
motorbiking. I'm motorbiking. Motorbiking. Motorcycling.
Moving on the Queen's Highway, looking like a trigger like it. Baby, won't you come with me? So good to be alive.
Motorbiking, 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 motorcycling. Moving on the Queens Highway, looking like a streak of lightning.
As I've previously stated on this show this very evening, I do actually do some research because, you know, it's nice to be able to tell you that that was Chris Spedding with Motorbiking from the Chris Spedding record from 1976. But in the process of doing my research, I discovered that Chris Spedding, I only ever knew that song by him, by the way, just that one song. It's the only Chris Spedding track I've ever heard. But today I learned that he produced the Sex Pistols' earliest demos, and then a year or two later was on Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds. And the chat at stream.labr.online tells me that he was also one of the Wombles. So, fair play, Chris Spedding, you've had quite the career. That was suggested, by the way, by Art McRae. But I already said that at the top of the song, so ignore that. You don't get two shout-outs on the show unless you already have, actually, because you suggested track in the first hour. Shut up, Darren. This is Guns N' Roses.
Look out, till I'm
gentlemen, this is
the playlist.
From 1977's Low and suggested by Rollo Treadway, that was David Bowie with Always Crashing in the Same Car. Bowie or Bowie? I did used to know. I'm sure somebody in the chat will remind me. And ahead of that was Guns N' Roses' Night Train from the absolutely astonishing Appetite for Destruction from 1987. If you are the kind of person what reads books and that, I absolutely 100% recommend you check out Duff McKagan's autobiography. That thing is an astonishing eye-opener. It is one of the top three rock and roll autobiographies I've read. That one, Ozzy Osbourne's, and Nile Rodgers. Nile Rodgers' autobiography is incredible. Absolutely go and check it out. But yeah, read Duff McKagan's, just for some idea of what an absolute asshole Axl Rose really is. And the fact that Duff McKagan is still with us is incredible. The man's pancreas exploded. Anyway, this is the playlist. I am Darren. You are listening to Love a Brother Radio, and isn't it wonderful? It's good to be here. I like coming here on a Monday, and I like that you join me. If you're alive, Clive, tonight, then give me a shout. Let me know that you're listening. All those people in the chat room, I know they're listening. But if you're on Mastodon and you're listening, if you're on the Fediverse, then let me know. This one is was suggested by Revian, and I thank him very much for suggesting it because I like this one. This is Pink Floyd with Learning to Fly.
Thank you.
from 1987's Momentary Lapse of Reason. That was Pink Floyd with Learning to Fly. Thank you very much, Revian, for suggesting that one. I wasn't really listening to Pink Floyd when I was 7 years old, but I do remember The Division Bell coming out in, I want to say, 1994. A mate of mine bought it on CD. CD, wouldn't you believe? And I copied it onto a tape. It was very, very good. So yeah, there you go. A little bit of Darren history there, here on the playlist on Lover Brother Radio. Thank you very much for joining me. This evening's theme has been, and will continue to be for the next 22 minutes, trains, planes and automobiles, and other assorted supporting infrastructure. And getting back on the train, suggested by Seven Sleepers Music, this one is Quad City DJs.
Rivers and bridges. Gene, Papo, Bonifácio, Santo Amaro, Madalena, Boa Vista, Dois Irmãos. É Caso Ponto, é Caxangá, é Brasilita, é Beberiba, é CDU, Capibaribe, é o Centrão, eu falei. No Mucambo tem mulambo e o mulambo já voou. Caiu lá no calçamento, bem no sol do meio-dia. O carro passou por cima e o mulambo ficou lá. Mulambo eu, mulambo tu, mulambo eu, mulambo tu.
That was Chico Science with Nakao Zumbi Nassau. I don't know how to pronounce that because I am very colonial English. That was Rios Pontes e Overdrives, which is why I added the supporting infrastructure bit to the theme this week, because that is all about roads and streets and that. Now, I recognise that that song is being sung in Brazilian Portuguese. But it does sound kind of like that nonsense Italian song, the name of which I will never ever be able to pronounce. You know the one where he sings in nonsense that's supposed to sound like it's English from the 60s? I'll link it on Mastodon at some point if I remember. But yeah, it kind of sounds like that. But I enjoyed that nonetheless. That was suggested by Sheepnik. So thank you very much, Sheepnik. And ahead of that was Quad City DJs with Come On, Ride It, brackets The Train. That was suggested by Seven Sleepers Music. So thank you very much for that one. Right, I've got enough time for... Well, I've got three more songs to play tonight. And sadly, for everybody involved, the Venga bus comes not for you. Partly because... well, entirely because I'm stupid. Hayley, my producer here on the playlist, suggested it when I first... Well, when she first actually suggested the theme. And then I forgot. Because Hayley did not text it to me or mention it on Mastodon, so I forgot. Yeah, there you go. The Venga bus comes not for any of us. Not this week. Maybe next week. Suggested by White Wolf, this one is Enola Gay.
Thank you.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.
Vain attempt to play as much of the next track as I possibly can, I will sadly be talking over the end of this one. This is Kraftwerk with Autobahn, obviously, suggested by Shiny Dan. Thank you very much, Dan. That's gone down very well. Well, I've been Darren. This has been The Playlist once again. You have been listening to labr.online, and I've loved having you here. Thank you very much for joining me once again. We will be back next week when the theme will be un-English. What could that mean? I'll explain more on the Mastodon later on. Well, that's pretty self-explanatory, actually. Coming up after the next track will be I Shot JR with Brother Soul, and they will be pick and mixing up till 11 o'clock. And I will leave you with the glorious, magnificent Gladys Knight and the Pips, Midnight Train to Georgia. Good night, champions. I'll catch you next week.
he's come to know. Ooh.
He said he's going.
He said he's going back to find.
Going back to find.
Ooh, ooh, ooh. What's left of his world? The world he left behind. Not so long.
We're the tiny little radio station with a really big sound. Lover Brother Radio.